the spiritual platform, the spiritual master teaches. You understand?
Yes, my question was exactly to explain that, to give purpose to that statement.
Yes, according to the position, you understand? As Jesus Christ says, I have enough to say, but you are not prepared. Isn't it? Take these 10 commandments and just follow. The rest will come later on. Similarly, one who is, as we say in Namaprad, one who has not developed Shraddha. Shraddha means firm faith in the holy name. Don't give him, don't tell him about the potency of holy name. You understand?
Yes.
That is Namaprad. You understand? You just chant Hare Krishna loudly and let him hear. Let it enter into his ears and let his heart be purified first. Let him develop some Shraddha and you'll find that he has developed some Shraddha, then tell him. That we say. So according to time, place and circumstances, the Acharya teaches. Therefore, when my Guru Maharaj went to the Western world, what did he do? He just took a pair of karpa and he cooks prasad himself, offers it to Krishna and takes some prasad with him. He pees it or just loitering there and he just chants Hare Krishna, playing karpa, so hippies come to him. So he give them some prasad. Take it, take it. Guru is very greedy, like, oh, nice. The attraction of prasad, you see. So many are attracted. Huh? Only for prasad. Huh? Everything. Krishna is all attractive. Everything related to Krishna is also all attractive. His prasad is also attractive. So many came in attraction of prasad. Then they get everything, all right, by association of sadhu. They make advancement, then let them chant. He never first told them, chant Hare Krishna, never says, all right, you come every day, I'll give you prasad. And you hear, I am chanting you here. That's all right.
You hear and dance.
You hear and dance, yes. You are making ball dance, now you make ball dance here. You boys and girls, you dance now.
In the many pictures, in the beginning, when you Prabhupada used to sing in the Talking Square.
Yes.
You see,
the dancing. Square, yes, Talking Square, yes.
Prabhupada used to, and many boys dancing.
Dancing, yes, like that.
1967, I used to go to Ananda Ashram with my family. You know, Dr. Mishra and and we used to go there like twice a month. And that was the first time I saw devotees, and they were like hippies.
Hippies, yes.
And they were chanting Hare Krishna. That was the first time I chanted.
Yes. I love guitar class.
Yeah.
There's a place called Bindu Sarovar nearby.
Bindu Sarovar?
Cool. Oh, Bindu Sarovar.
Bindu Sarovar.
Bindu Sarovar.
Yes.
Isn't there a place like that in Vrindavan also?
Uh-huh.
A place called Bindu Sarovar in Vrindavan?
Yeah, Vrindavan. Here, Bindu Sarovar.
What's it called in Vrindavan? What is the same place called in Vrindavan? Similar name?
No.
No. Oh, there's no place.
No, similar. We are in Sarovar dug by Lord Shiva, named Bindu Sarovar. That is in old Bhuvaneshwar.
Have you seen?
Near Lingaraj temple. Big Shiva temple is there. No, Lingaraj temple. Famous temple. Mahaprabhu went there, did kirtan and danced. And took his bath in that sarovar, Bindu Sarovar, that tank. Famous place.
So there's benefit going in there?
Yes.
Who's been there as a master?
Yes, he was
in. Vipassanari was.
Yeah.
They took bath, drew water.
I thought there's some type of similar name in Vrindavan.
No. Bindu Sarovar.
Bindu Sarovar.
Vrindavan, different name, Govinda Sarovar, Kusuma Sarovar,
Radha Sarovar.
Radha Kunda
Sarovar. Radha Kunda, Shama Kunda.
Bindu Sarovar, that was Sivaji. The Bhuvaneswar is a dham. The most glorious description you will find in Chaitanya Bhagavata. Nice description is there about Bhuvaneswar. How and why Lord Shiva did this and stayed here. This is dham, you have mentioned there. Chaitanya Bhagavata.
That's already been translated by Sarva Bhavana.
Yes, Sarva Bhavana. Yes, you're translating.
So we're waiting to publish.
Then you can read.
I'm racking my brain trying to think of questions every day.
When some question comes, write down. That's better, because you have to forget. Write down the questions. Whenever you get opportunity, then
how can we retain, you know, shlokas? We try to learn, but tendency is to forget, you know, after, you know, a while.
You see, shlokas are in Sanskrit. You understand? If you can read Sanskrit, then it will be easy for you to understand it and get it by heart. Otherwise, you cannot.
You should learn
Sanskrit.
Sanskrit.
Yeah. Because unless you understand its meaning, you cannot get it by heart.
Okay.
Very, very difficult.
Can we learn the Roman letters?
The Roman letters you may read. You can read it, but you must learn the language, Sanskrit language.
That may take my whole life.
You can learn the Sanskrit language. You understand? No, if you are so much interested, Shraddha, you have developed very great Shraddha, interest, you can easily learn it. You can, that means we say, you may not be so proficient in the language, like a Sanskrit Pandit, but for practical work, practical knowledge, you may gather.
So we should know the basics, how to read.
Basics, yes. Basics. Practical possession.
What would you like us to learn, Oriya, or would you like us to learn Bengali and then we can learn Oriya automatically? What would you?
Bengali, Oriya, similar. Little difference.
So it's okay if we study Bengali,
Bengali.
And then we can understand your classes?
Uh-huh. So one who understands Bengali, you can understand Oriya. Yes, we can understand Bengali. We get very little difference, almost difference.
I see that so many of your disciples are really pundits. They know all of the slokas, Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yeah. Because it is not difficult on their part. Oriya and Bengali are
same. So is this due to good karma that they are born into
a
language so they can...
They are born here. In a book called this, Orisha, very dear place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes, definitely. That is in Vedas, Utkale Purusha Kumar. संप्रदायो वीणा मंत्रास्ते विपरामता अतः कलौ वैशंती चत्वार संप्रदायिन श्री ब्रह्म रुद्र शनका वैष्णवाखिति पावना चत्वारस्ते कलौ भव्या उत्कले पुरुषोत्तमा. This is from Padma Purana. So this name Utkala and Purushottama is there. This is in Vedic literature. Such a place, famous place. This is Utkala, Purisha. Known as Utkala. And Dham, Puri Dham, Purushottama.
All of Orissa is Holy Dham?
Yes, all of Orissa is Holy Dham. Utkala Khandi. In Skanda Purana, you understand, in Skanda Purana you find one portion is there named Utkala Khanda, Skanda Purana, one portion of Skanda Purana. Then it is Utkala Khanda, and all description about this place Utkala is there, and all description about Lord Jagannath is there. Why Jagannath did it like that? It is there in Skanda Purana. Utkala Khanda. So this is a famous place, Dham, Utkala. Name is mentioned in Vedas, Vedic literature. So Mahaprabhu spent the last days, 18 years here. In Purushottam Dham, Lord Jagannath is there. Many places are here in Utkala, Orissa. Khetchur Gopinath, Ramona, Paramadavendra Puri, Kustil's Khir, isn't it? Then Khetchur Gopinath, famous, Ramona, Balasur district. Then Lord Jagannath, then Sakhi Gopinath, Sakhi Gopal, who came to give witness, is here in Satyavadi. You understand? And Tota Gopinath, there in Puri town. Tota Gopinath is deity received by Gadadhar Pandit, and Mahaprabhu used to go there. You understand, Mahaprabhu also entered into that deity, Tota Gopinath, when he disappeared.
I've heard like these different opinions. Like Prabhupada would say one acharya, maybe Bhaktinoda said this, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said that. And it's kind of hard to understand, like, how could there be contradictory opinions between
them? No contradiction. Yes, three places. You understand? Devotees saw Mahaprabhu to enter into Lord Jagannath's glory, and devotees saw also Mahaprabhu enter into that Tota Gopinath, and devotees saw Mahaprabhu enter into the sea. Three places.
Simultaneous.
Then Mahaprabhu disappeared. Yes. Yes, because Mahaprabhu is Supreme Lord, he can do that. Not impossible on any part. Many places he can manifest his leela. Supreme Lord, Krishna himself. Very nice place, this Orissa. There are many places which are related to the pastimes of Sriman Mahaprabhu. The scripture Gopinath, Ramana, this Bhubaneswar, Puridham, Satyavadi, Alarnath, many places of that, related to Mahaprabhu's pastimes.
So that makes it a dham?
Yes, they are all dhams.
Wherever Mahaprabhu went, that
is a dham. Wherever Mahaprabhu went, that is a dham. It becomes a dham. Sardas Thakur Samadhi, there is there in Puri, and Gundicha Mandir is there in Puri, and Raya Ramananda's place is there in Puri, Bhakti Vinod's place is there in Puri, Bhakti Siddhanta's birthplace is there in Puri, you see. Sarvam Bhattacharya's place is there in Puri, and Gambhira is there, famous place where Mahaprabhu was staying. Siddha Bakul is there. There is Hardas Thakur's Bhajan Kuti in Puri. In Puri, so many places. Aitota is there in Puri. There was a Gadi during Ratha Yatra. Mahaprabhu took rest there, where King Pratarudra met him. That is,
ଗୁଣ୍ଡିଚା
ମନ୍ଦିର ଟିକେ ଆଗକୁ ରହିବ ପୂର୍ବରୁ ସେଟା ଖାଲୁଆ ଜାଗାଟା ନୁହେଁ କି ବର୍ଷା ଦିନେ ପାଣି ପାଣି ଜମା ହୁଏ
How is it that, like, places where Lord Chaitanya performed his pastimes today, they forget Lord Chaitanya's instructions, noticing the succession, and like they kind of deviate and they become caste conscious and think Westerners can't come.
It was the influence of Kali. You understand? The influence of Kali, and people are influenced by Kali Yuga. They are not following these regulative principles. They are not chanting, you understand? So, it's quite natural. They are degraded now.
Fish eating going on?
Huh?
Fish eating?
Yes, yes. Eating fish, eating everything. Drinking wine also. Madhukhana, they kept the madhukhana
cool.
Cool? Yes.
Very cool.
You see? Because the government is
like
doing all these things, expanding all these things, reopening wine shops, all these things, making plans, projects, PC culture, Mastya Chasna, department, special department is there. ମାଛ ବିଭାଗ ଗୋଟେ ନାହିଁ ମାଛ ବିଭାଗ ସେ କୌଶଲ୍ୟା ଗଙ୍ଗ କୁମାର ସେ ଯେଉଁ ବଡ଼ ବଡ଼ ଅଫିସର ଅଛନ୍ତି ସବୁ ମାଛ ଚାଷ କରୁଛନ୍ତି ଗଭର୍ଣ୍ଣମେଣ୍ଟ ଇଜ୍ ଓପନିଂ ଡିପାର୍ଟମେଣ୍ଟ ଫର୍ ପିସି କଲଚର୍ ଅଫିସ୍ ପ୍ରୋଟେକ୍ଟେଡ୍ People will get much fees, eat it, one department, so many officers are there.
Propaganda
is there. Yes. Digging big lakes, government. Yes. For PC culture.
So what would you want kind of profitable job from government?
what would be like the plan, strategic plan, if we opened up a big center in Puri?
Yeah.
How would like have a dioramas and a very big opulent temple?
Yeah. Yes, that's our business. We'll preach. We'll open centers and we'll preach. That Vaishnava will do.
You think ISKCON will take over all of these temples one day?
Yeah.
ISKCON can take over all of these temples one day.
ISKCON?
As ISKCON spreads.
ISKCON breaks?
No, spread as it gets bigger and
spreads.
Bigger. Ah. Spreads. Can take over all these temples that are not being maintained properly.
No. Mm-hmm. So, Kunti Devi. Is she okay now?
A little better.
Better. Chanting? Chant only name. Name will do everything okay, better.
Should we consider that we've already got the holy name, or if fire is sacrificed, then we get the holy name? Should we consider that we've already received the holy name, pure holy name, or wait till fire sacrifice, and then we receive pure holy name?
Everything will be performed on that day.
But before that, we're not exactly getting pure holy name?
Yes, when you are chanting here with us, you are getting pure name. Why not? Have association with sadhus and chant with them. Sadhu Sangha Nam Kirtan. You understand? Association with sadhu and chant with the sadhu.
You're going to this program?
Yes, I will go.
No, there's one devotee, I can't think of his name, who's in Vrindavan, and he wants, no, the devotee from who's living in Vrindavan. Of course, it's happy we put those clothes over. What's his name? I'm sorry. Hasti Gopal.
Huh? Hasti Gopal.
Hasti Gopal. He said he wants your association very badly,
yeah.
And he wants to know if he could bring his wife and I think he has one child, if he could spend some time and do some service and get your association.
Welcome.
And there'll be a facility for him.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Okay. I feel like I was discussing with Narahari that my relationship with you, I feel like it's coming naturally. And I feel, you know, I don't feel like inhibited to speak to you. I feel like you're my father.
Yes. Yes. Natural relations. Spiritual father, sons and daughters. Yes. That is the real relationship. পরম বন্ধু সেই পিতা মাতা শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চরণে যেই প্রেম ভক্তি দাতা সকল জন্মে পিতা মাতা সব পায় কৃষ্ণ গুরু নাহি মিলে ভজ ইউ হ্যাভ ম্যাটেরিয়াল ফাদার্স অ্যান্ড মাদার্স ইউ হ্যাভ আন্ডারগন মেনি লাইফ লাক্স অফ লাইফ সো ইউ হ্যাভ লাক্স অফ ম্যাটেরিয়াল ফাদার্স অ্যান্ড মাদার্স Isn't it? Without the help of father and mother, how can you come to this world? So you have, in every life, you have material father and mother. But the spiritual master is both father and mother. Because he produces children, spiritual children, sons and daughters. He is both father and mother. Says a Parama Bandhu, his supreme friend, his father, and he is also mother. Says a Parama Bandhu, Sei Pita Mata. Pita means father, Mata means mother. Sei Pita Mata. Sri Krishna Charane Jai Prema Bhakti Nata. One was giving me this love of Krishna, prema, at the lotus feet of Krishna. He is my supreme prema, he is my father, he is my mother.
How to understand the word eternal in regards to the relationship with spiritual master? Maybe you can explain some more on what is eternal spiritual master.
You see, Krishna is eternal. Relationship with Krishna is eternal, isn't it? The one who establishes then that relationship, why will not be eternal? He is eternally there. That spiritual master.
But you were explaining that in the spiritual world, there is no relationship between spiritual master and disciple. Liberated souls are there with Krishna. But
you are conditioned souls, Baba.
Now?
No. You were not there in the spiritual world. You were here, evolving. Cycle of birth and death. You understand? No.
So what is relationship when you go back? I can't understand. Because it seems like the relationship has to continue serving the spiritual master in the spiritual world.
Yes.
So how do I understand that practically?
Why not?
Well, I believe it's possible, but to understand it a little bit.
How can you think of the activity of spiritual world being a conditioned soul, a conditioned material mind? When you pose a spiritual mind, then you can think of it. A liberated soul can understand everything. He cannot forget anything. He knows past, present and future. When you will be liberated and go to that dham, that kingdom, spiritual kingdom, you can also remember, yes, once I was in material world, a conditioned soul, and this Mahatma, who was my eternal spiritual father, he was so kind to me that he brought me here. Why not?
So that service can continue in the spiritual world?
Yes, why not? Continue.
The function of the soul is that function, eternal function of soul.
Eternal function of the soul. Soul eternally the servitor of Krishna. You understand? You serve Krishna. So all souls are serving Krishna or Vishnu. They are in spiritual kingdom, spiritual world.
I try to understand the question, Maharaj, because it is known that in spiritual world, Krishna is only master.
Yes.
And then he tried to understand the spiritual master also in the spiritual world to serve the spiritual master. So he wanted, yes, to know who is Krishna in the spiritual world, who is spiritual master in the spiritual world. Is it like that?
Well, kind of, but I suppose that if we're servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, then we must, the spiritual master can fit into that we're serving the spiritual master, we're serving maybe gopis or
yes,
however it may be arranged.
Why not? There are gopis, very dear. Radharani is the most dear. So Radharani's dear Rav companions are there. The Ashtashakhi, 8, then 108 are also dear. But innumerable gopis are there. So categories are there. Sakhis and Mandaris, they are known as Mandaris. You understand? So, and they have all servants, made servants. They are innumerable. So, like that. To serve thee. That means servant and servant and servant and servant of Krishna. And spiritual master is one of the gopis or Mandaris. And when you go back, you will be servant of that. Servant, mid-servant, mid-servant.
Now it's clear.
Yeah.
When you attain that stage, when you'll be completely liberated, you understand? You'll attain that liberated stage, it will be very easy to understand. You understand? Easy. Automatically you can realize it or understand it.
It's like waking up from
the yes, yes. Waking up.
Yes. I have one question. Now in ISKCON and temples, for example in where we stay in London, we do a puja of spiritual master in other rooms, not the temple. Mm. So sometimes we put the pictures were different because in the temple were different.
Different.
Disciple of different spiritual master.
Yeah.
And we put one room in one table, something like that. We put all pictures, every disciple.
Yes. And we put the picture of
correct.
Guru. Yes.
It's correct.
Yes. Why not? All are God brothers. All gurus are God brothers. All are disciples of Prabhupada.
Yes. Myself, maybe my mind was not right, but I was thinking we used in the past to worship such spiritual master, and then they fall down. So if we worship spiritual master, although our spiritual master is there, but we also worshiping other spiritual master. But if they are not, those who are not bona fide, to worship, it is correct.
Because the God brother of your spiritual master is also your spiritual master. That Mahaprabhu has taught us. You understand? The God brother of your spiritual master is as good as spiritual master. Yes.
So we don't need to know if they are bona fide or not. We don't need to know that if they are bona fide or
if
not.
They are in good standing, if they are not fallen, that's all right. God brother of my spiritual master is as good as my spiritual master.
As long as he is
in good standing,
that's good worship.
Yes. You pay respect. You should be respectful. Because the brother of my spiritual master is as good as my spiritual master.
But anyway, we have to meditate on our spiritual master.
Yes, you are connected with your spiritual master intimately. But he is the God brother of my spiritual master, so he will be respected. We pay him respect. We will not offer him the same puja as we are offering to our spiritual master, but we'll pay him respect. Pay him dandavata prana. Pay him dandavata prana.
Before I was walking Artik to Prabhupada, and I wasn't sure to say Om Parama Gurudevaya Namaha or I'm Gurudevaya Namaha. I got a little bewildered what to say.
No, before doing puja, puja to the deities, offering arati to the deities, or offering puja to the spiritual master, Param Guru. You understand? You must first offer puja to your Guru, then others. That is the procedure, Vaishnava procedure. You understand? But in ISKCON we have framed law. You understand? The disciple of a certain guru cannot offer publicly puja in the temple. This guru can offer puja outside the temple. But while offering puja, or arati to the deities and to Srila Prabhupada, then meditation, mentally, you'll do it. Or not loudly, but in whispering voice, he first utter the pranam mantra of his guru, then loudly you have a Prabhupada's mantra.
I think in ISKCON we can have a small picture of our guru on the altar when we're up marching.
Yes, when puja doing arsana, you put the small picture of the guru there at the time of arsana. As soon as you finish, then you take it out. That is allowed. That is allowed. That is allowed. Yes? Any more question?
No question.
Kunti has question? Kunti? No question.
What time are you leaving?
No, sir, I'm leaving now.
Okay, I can meet you sometime again. Tomorrow, maybe next week.
He came maybe three days ago. We were in darshan with you, with Prahlad Prabhu, and he was standing during the beginning and the end of darshan. He was much interested. And then he came this evening, asking me questions. He said he was very nice and he wanted to inquire more about.
Let him come and attend our class. Take our books and read.
His student.
In
your area, you can speak
with him. In your area, in our area.
Yes.
There are many books printed. You can take books and read the Latin class and read.
Yes.
Guys,
desire?
Yeah.
Desire
is... Ah, I say you come here, attend our class, listen to it. All your questions will be answered there. Automatically. They're listening. You are unemployed, you have no employment. So, those who are employed, they are coming, listening and going to their offices, taking prasad and going. You have no employment. Difficulties there. No difficulty, no problem for you. You'll come and it's just near, you are staying, you will go back and prepare your food and eat.
We'll take Krishna prasad.
Yes.
You were reciting from Mahabharata today.
Yeah.
And the story of Hanuman. Not so available. These literatures are not often. There's one Mahabharata by Subramanya.
That's not effective.
Not effective. So, what should I do?
You see, this year in the Vishu we decided that Sudananda will translate Mahabharata.
That's right. I read that. But that may take many years.
Whatever. Any translation. Part by part it will be published. Anyway, when you just listen something about when the topic comes. The others they will speak on it.
I've only heard a little bit from like devotees like Rohini Nandana.
Yes.
No, Rohini from England.
Rohini Nandana Das.
Yes. But I don't know too much detail. What about Ramayana? What about Ramayana?
Ramayana is also like that. Nobody is publishing Ramayana in English, I think. Maybe some versions of Ramayana, I don't know.
So I shouldn't bother with the Subramanya? I shouldn't bother with it?
That is not so authentic. Subramanya is not a Vaishnava. He may add something of his own. I have not seen that book, but I don't know how far his Mahabharata is correct, I don't know. Dasdev is the compiler of Mahabharata. Original Mahabharata. Some translations are also there in different languages. In English, Ramana Mahabharata, I don't know. Anyhow, Uganda translation. But in other languages, some Mahabharatas are there. No TV show is there, Mahabharata.
Here? In US,
so.
Not in English.
Not in England, but in India, US. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ramayana, that TV show is there also. Already shown. Now the Ramayana is going on. Still, what I see in Ramayana, that Ramananda Sagar, he has not followed the correct Ramayana. There are many Ramayanas. That Ramananda Sagar, the producer of that film. So he has added something which is not according to Valmiki Ramayana. We Vaishnavas accept Valmiki Ramayana because Valmiki is the compiler of original Ramayana. Is the authority. Other Ramayana, we never accept it. Vaishnava Shastra. So, this TV show I show, Ramayana show, I find that Ramananda Sagar has changed something, not according to Valmiki Ramayana, in some places.
I was wondering, maybe this is not relevant to what we're talking about, but I was always wondering about on this planet there's so many different languages and so people can't communicate. Is this a symptom of Kali Yuga? Did this just arise, different languages in Kali Yuga?
Yes.
So previously everyone spoke
Sanskrit.
Sanskrit. Even in Dwapara Yuga?
Sanskrit was the common language. It is known as Deva Bhasha, the language of demigods. Sanskrit.
So how did this degradation take? I know Kali Yuga comes, and then, like, even in one country, you speak 200 different languages, and so much quarrel.
Yes, this is due to Kali Yuga.
It's incredible.
Degraded age, sinful age. Still Sanskrit is there.
No, not too many people know.
Yes.
They don't speak it.
Yeah, they can't speak. They don't know it. Anyhow, there are similar languages which are akin to Sanskrit. This Bengali language, Oriya language. To some extent, Hindi also, like in Telugu also, like in Sanskrit.
If we learn Bengali, can we understand Hindi also?
Yeah. If you learn Bengali, Prabhupada said, always learn Bengali to read this Chaitanya Charitamrita, the famous scripture. Yes, if you can learn Bengali, you can understand Hindi, you can understand Oriya also.
What is the best way that we can train ourselves to learn Bengali?
You can learn of yourself. There is a book available here. Known as Tribhashi.
Tribhashi.
Three languages are there. Sanskrit, Hindi. No Sanskrit. Odia, Bengali, Hindi. And English is, I can't go to Odia. English is there. Bengali is there. Hindi is there. Tribhashi. Oh, if you can get small booklet, like a booklet, very small. If you can, it is available here in the market. You get such that book and try yourself.
The book you mentioned just now.
Yes, Tribhashi. And some other books are also there. Some other person also reading. English to Bengali, English to Hindi, and that.
Are the same people who make these books?
It is also available. In a bookshop, you will go.
Alright, I'll try. You had mentioned about the standard that GBC had discussed about what is the standard for, like, Brahmins going on the altar, that if they have not proper guru in the GBC resolutions, and I didn't see that mentioned, is that going to be mentioned later? Or?
No, we had discussion.
Just discussion.
There's an emergency situation. One may think of Prabhupada. You chant Gayatri. Guru Gayatri is there. Whom do you meditate on? You have no guru.
I've been meditating on Prabhupada.
Some say so. But Prabhupada has not given you Gayatri Mantra. So that is not proper. For emergency situation, one may do it. For temporary period, but he must accept it. That will not go on long time.
But in many of our temples, practically all of them, they have devotees, well, many I should say, who have not got guru, but they're doing full-time pujari work.
Now we have this reinitiation paper produced. They should take reinitiation.
And if they cannot find the connection and they have to give up their service, they cannot find that relationship.
So why not? They accept a guru.
Maybe it's difficult for them.
Why? What is it?
Lack of humility.
Huh?
Lack of humility.
Yes. If they are lacking in humility, how can they become Brahma? They cannot become Brahma. That's one of the qualities of Brahma, humility. Be simple and humble. That is one of the qualities. Some qualities of Brahma. So they cannot be Brahma.
What if they're humble but they just can't find the person who put all their faith in? Yet, it would have taken 10 years to find them.
It is their wicked mind. They are not so eager. I think so. You understand? They are not so eager to get a real spiritual master. They are not eager, they are not praying to Krishna or Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Oh yes, we are alive, let it go on. So
they think like that.
They think like that, yes. So they are not eager. That's not Brahman attitude.
So the temple authorities eventually will move them from their position?
Yes. When temple authority shouldn't allow them for a long time to be pujari for emergency sake, but authority should instruct them, you now accept a proper spiritual master and be the initiated. Otherwise you can do this seva, service.
So if one's coming for like for the first time, coming around to Krishna consciousness, how can he know what is spiritual, what is genuine spiritual master?
He must inquire. He must inquire. Otherwise how can he know? He must inquire. He is really interested to know. You understand? He must inquire.
And study scriptures?
But he cannot understand everything. He must approach proper person, Vaishnava, authority and inquire from him. He will give you correct answer.
Someone may say it's bewildering because someone may give contradictory answers, but philosophically it sounds correct. And someone may say something completely contradictory to that, and that sounds correct.
How is it? Correct is one thing. Correct never different things. 2 and 2 = 4. This is one thing. That's correct. It cannot be different. 2 and 2 = 5 or 3, like that. Correct is one thing. How it is? That sounds correct and this sounds correct.
Sometimes different angles, like someone may present their viewpoint based on Shastra and substantiate what they're saying on Shastra. And then someone else may draw a completely opposite conclusion and based on Shastra. And it gets a little bewildering.
You see, Shastra, this Vedic literature is vast literature. You may find some contradictory ideas there. You understand? But one who is a bona fide Vedic authority, he should be approached. Ask him, he'll solve the problem. How contradiction is there? Still there is no contradiction at all. Because everything based on tattva. Bhagavan Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, evam jo veti tattvata. Janma karmam cha me divyam evam jo veti tattvata. Ekta adhyam punarjanma na iti samangiti arjana. So this word tattvata is important. You understand? There are two considerations. One is apparent consideration, another is absolute consideration. In Sanskrit we say apat vichar and tattva vichar. You understand? So we never pay any attention to this apparent consideration. There are contradictions. You understand? We, Vaishnavas, we are after tattva vichar. You understand? In tattva there is no contradiction. You understand? So those who, what you say, this sounds correct and that sounds correct, two are contradictory, that means that is apparent consideration. That's not tattva vichar. You understand?
So how does one distinguish what is apparent and what is absolute? If he's not in knowledge, he's coming and one proposes himself, I'm Guru, and he's presenting a little slight deviation from the truth. Someone else has presented himself as Guru, and he's presenting the truth. But a neophyte comes along and hears.
Neophyte cannot know it. He doesn't know.
He doesn't.
He's a neophyte. But if he finds that seems to be contradictory, he can understand it. That I have heard that person says like that, now I am hearing this thing, this something different. So he can understand that there is contradiction. So he should be very, very eager to know what is the proper truth in it. And who is that person? Is there any person who will give me the proper answer? He should be eager to inquire about it, and Krishna will help him, I think. Krishna is in Paramatma in the heart.
A few years ago, I had the experience of when I went to, I left Detroit, I went to San Diego, and I was advised to purchase one motorhome, you know, big home on wheels for preaching. And I went to one sannyasi who was living with about four or five sannyasis, and they were supposedly followers of Sridhar Maharaj.
Sridhar Maharaj.
Yeah, Prabhupada's godbrother.
Yeah.
And because I had already, Rameshwar had already left, so I was a little open, I was like receptive to any type of preaching. So they preached to me for maybe, Chibari Maharaj preached to me for 3.5 hours, and then Jagat Guru Maharaj preached to me for 4.5 hours, and I, and then I started reading the books and I got completely bewildered. And I wasn't really sure, because they were presenting, and it sounded very logical, and it sounded correct what they were presenting, but slight deviation.
Because you don't know.
But after maybe 2 weeks in my heart, I could feel, perceive that they were not authorized. Their program, it was kind of like unauthorized activity. So I was rejecting and I left.
So question is there, why Jagat Guru, why Tripurari left ISKCON, Prabhupada's ISKCON?
Question, well, I personally feel is maybe they had good reasons for being bitter, but they weren't tolerant.
They are not tolerant. Yes. No need of leaving. Why leave? Prabhupada is your spiritual master. He has founded the society. So, why did you leave it? Prabhupada is there to control everything. Mahaprabhu's movement, it is Mahaprabhu's movement. Mahaprabhu is there. He sees everything.
Yeah.
And he must do needful. You understand? Something may come up. You see? As we say, bright sun is there. That's a plow comes up and covers up the sun. It doesn't mean that always the sun will be covered up. That the cloud will go away. Again the effulgent sun will come up. You wait for it. That is the patience. Have patience. Tolerant and patience. Patient, you understand? Wait for it and cry before Mahaprabhu to help you.
Because certainly, like listening to their arguments, they have good reason to be bitter because many things were going on.
Yes. It is quite natural.
But the way they handle it, maybe Prabhupada would be more pleased if they were patient and tolerant the way you're describing.
Yes, leaving Prabhupada. That is, they will never please Prabhupada. Because they are disciples of Prabhupada. If Guru will be displeased, can they achieve the supreme perfection of life? Never. 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 This is our principle, Vaishnava philosophy. Then, what will they teach to their followers? If they'll leave their guru, spiritual master, what will they teach to their followers?
To leave their guru.
Then, their teaching will not be effective. It will not be effective.
Chipra Maharaj says, his feeling is, Prabhupada left the Gaudiya Math because they deviated from the spiritual master.
Yes.
He started his own mission. So similarly, I'm doing the same. Mm. ISKCON has deviated from the preaching, and I'm doing the real preaching. That is what he propounds. And I'm doing the real preaching, and I'm really connected to Prabhupada.
You see, Prabhupada didn't leave Gaudiya Dhara. Prabhupada never leaves Gaudiya principle, Gaudiya organization. You understand? He didn't leave it. He followed the order of his spiritual master. Go to the West and preach it in English. He did it and he begged help from his God brothers, but nobody helped him. So they were envious. You understand? They were envious. So what is the value of keeping contact with them?
So Prabhupada was always in the mood of cooperation.
Yes, he was in the mood of cooperation, but they didn't cooperate.
The difference
is there. But it is not the same thing in ISKCON. Why did you leave? And changing. The situation is changing, it's not prevailing.
Definitely.
Always the same. So why don't you wait?
Has there been any discussion amongst the GBC men to try to help these devotees, to bring them back?
Yes, we have discussed.
During this previous meetings?
Previous. Yes.
What should be done, shall be done?
We said we are all of this one opinion. We welcome them. Let them come back. Yes, we don't want to leave anyone. Let them come back. Our spiritual master has instructed us to cooperate. To cooperate, cooperate. So we should cooperate. And that needs tolerance. And those who are senior devotees, they should be tolerant. If they will be intolerant, what to speak of the new fights?
I remember someone like Jayadvaita Swami. He knew all of the reasons why Devi Chipura Maharaj left. He was also bitter, but the way he handled it, he waited for the opportune moment to present in a constructive way. Like when they had a 50-man committee, he was presenting it very, very, you know, heavy, and, but it was helpful to keep the movement together.
Yes.
And then I had the realization that Prabhupada would be more pleased with that type of activity than just leaving.
Some may be doing wrong, but one should tell him, yes, you are doing wrong. Amend yourself. Rectify yourself. That we did, that 50-man's committee, we discussed one by one, individually, all the vision members. We give our opinions, recorded everything, and give them. And in GBC meeting it is approved, and they all said, all right, we'll take it seriously and we'll rectify ourselves. That's good, sir.
So I wanted to get back to this other point about someone who's approaching the final spiritual master. So he's hearing contradictory. How does he distinguish what's right and what's wrong?
He cannot distinguish because it's a neophyte. He doesn't know philosophy, the tattva. But it seems to him that this is contradictory. So he will be very eager in his heart. How can I solve this problem? How can I meet a proper authority who will solve this problem, these contradictory things? So Krishna will help him, I think.
It seems like from my own experience that whoever his association is, that he will influence him. If he has the association of one side, of many devotees on one side who have opposing viewpoint, he'll get influenced. And then if he's hearing from one other side, he'll get influenced. So it's ultimately up to Krishna to...
Yes, he must pray to Krishna. Krishna will solve his problem. Krishna will make arrangement, meet proper or bona fide authority person. Then his problems will solve. And then thereby, or then he can understand what he had heard is not correct.
You're speaking about eagerness. How does one know if he's eager? I mean, how can one know if he's sincere and eager? Of course we know if we're sincere or eager, but how can one really be...
It depends upon the person, individual person. If he is eager to know the correct thing, when he hears, he can now understand that it is contradictory. So he must think of that there must be something, a correct one. Correct is one, but it cannot be more than one. He should have this common knowledge, general knowledge, you understand? So he should develop eagerness. How can I find out such a person who will give me the real knowledge, the real truth? So Krishna, it is so eager. If you remain content with that, so he is unfortunate, I say.
So one who's been practicing devotional service for many years, maybe, he should have that same eagerness always, the same eagerness that brought him to Krishna consciousness in the first place.
Always eagerness must be there.
Never to be abandoned.
No. Because to know more and more.
Sometimes
this is such a great topic, endless, ananta. Krishna is ananta, unlimited. So his teachings, his tattva, knowledge regarding him is also ananta, unlimited. So always there should be goodness. How can I know more, 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 more?
Sometimes amongst our devotees there's criticism saying someone's always searching for something higher, so that because that person may go to someone else who's presenting something higher, even outside of our sampradaya. And there's criticism of this when the same Prabhupada said...
No, we should not go outside of the sampradaya, no. We should be in the sampradaya, you understand? And Mahaprabhu's philosophy is the highest of all philosophies. Achintya bheda bheda tattva. You understand? And no other philosophy is greater than this, or superior to it. So Mahaprabhu's philosophy is the highest one. But one must be, the acharya must be a qualified one. You understand? He should be proficient, well conversant with the philosophy. And he should have this capacity or ability to clarify all the doubts of his disciples. And he should defeat the other philosophies, those who speak something contradictory to it. He should debate it. So that's acharya.
As Prabhupada used to say, that no one can defeat him.
Yes, because he's speaking the truth.
He would even say, I have not a college degree, but yet I can defeat all these big scientists.
Yes.
PhDs.
Yes. Yes. Because this doesn't require any mundane scholarship. A spiritual matter, something else, is something else. So much higher than this mundane things, mundane knowledge.
What if someone has the attitude that Prabhupada, maybe, I mean, I think it's offensive personally, but someone could say, well, Prabhupada gave us, you know, gave books for the mass, not for the class, and then they want to go to someone else who's supposed to be teaching the higher nectar, and how to defeat that? Is that correct or is it wrong? Or
What is your question?
Someone's going to, like, going to one of Prabhupada's godbrothers to learn something higher that Prabhupada didn't present, like some rasa, and they're thinking that they want to go somewhere where I can get something higher. Like this eagerness that you're saying to want to know more and more and more. Someone may use that argument and say, well, I'm going to be eager, so Prabhupada only presented so much knowledge, but I want to go to his Garbhagar that's presenting something higher. I mean, I know personally people that have that mentality and they want to go to Prabhupada's Garbhagar because he's presenting higher rasa with Krishna, and Prabhupada didn't present that, so this is higher and more superior.
It doesn't mean that you leave Prabhupada.
It's all based on love.
Yes. And if we go approach such a person, Prabhupada's God brother, and if he is not envious to Prabhupada, then we must approach, otherwise we won't approach. Many of his God brothers are envious of him. I personally know it. So I never go to anybody. I never approach anybody. Though I know many of them. So,
but then again, we can argue and say that Prabhupada's presenting the highest based on his activities, that he's the highest Vaishnava, because no one's done what he's done.
But sir, if you are very eager to know, Mahaprabhu will help, Prabhupada will help. I never go to anybody. But how can I know? But as I am teaching in Chaitanya Charitamrita, no purpose is given to it. But how can I get it?
I don't know.
I have not approached anybody. But it came to me. They are coming to me. I am not going to them. Prabhupada's God brother. So he is doing this. Who is doing this?
Prabhupada's Garbhagas are coming to you?
Yes.
Last year, I used to see one. His name was in...
Very old man.
Yes. He was in Guru Purnima, Parikrama, used to explain something about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when I came after Guru Purnima, I came in Vrindavan, he came here. So.
Yes.
Came to see you.
Yes, they are coming to me. I am not going to them. So, then, I don't know why they like me and they are coming to me. I don't know. I think my Guru Maharaj is sending them. And my Guru Maharaj is teaching through them. And this is the teaching of my Guru Maharaj. I accept in this way.
How can one distinguish what his spiritual master is teaching him and what someone else... In other words, I don't want to be offensive, but I'm asking, how can you distinguish that this is Prabhupada? How can you know?
I have faith in my spiritual master. I completely depend upon him. So I pray to him every moment, please help me. Please teach me. So, is teaching? Is teaching? He may teach in some different way, teaching through some of his God brothers, teaching through some of the scriptures. So I am very eager to have some scriptures. So I purchase it, I read it. You understand? And these persons, Vaishnavas, they are also coming to me. They speak to me. You understand? Of their own accord, they say, speak. Though I don't ask them.
Some of these classes you're giving, it's quite incredible. I've never really heard this type of preaching going on.
Yes.
same time nectar, same time very, very elevated, very, very high on his end.
You were saying how you're feeling that when people come, like devotees come from the West, approaching you as to accept them as disciples, you were saying you're feeling that Prabhupada's sending them.
Yes, Prabhupada's sending them.
To help you in this project.
Yeah.
Is a fact?
Prabhupada, yeah, that's a fact. Prabhupada is sending his men to me, to help me.
I feel like Prabhupada's sending me here.
Yes, definitely. That's the path. I have found faith in my spiritual master. This is the question of faith.
Guru Maharaj, spiritual master is so kind,
yes.
And if you develop faith, he can help you in any circumstances.
Yes.
And give you intelligence.
Yes, and give intelligence.
It's a question of faith.
Question of faith. Firm faith. And you must have simple heart and firm faith. It is the only requirement. Then you get everything. And eagerness is there. If you are simple, then eagerness will come automatically to know more. You understand? The spiritual matters of spiritual teaching and knowledge is such. It will develop your eagerness. And material knowledge is limited, whereas spiritual knowledge is unlimited. Krishna is unlimited. Knowledge regarding him is unlimited, ananta. You understand? So one should develop eagerness to know more and more.
Sometimes people,
one cannot say that I know everything. No, I don't. There is enough to lot and to know. And how can I know it? That eagerness should be there.
Sometimes people, they come across this movement, but they have many material plans, and they're thinking, well, this is spiritual, and material I have to take care of first, and I get myself materially together, and then I'll take up spiritual.
No, that's plan. Not correct decision.
No, it's
correct
not.
Procedure.
But what could they understand? How would they understand that it's not correct?
Because first material, then spiritual, this philosophy is wrong.
Well, I have my responsibility, my family, and I have to work, I have to support, put food on the table, feed my children. And
that's a common question. All people say so.
And if I become a Hare Krishna, that means I won't be able to work, I won't be able to support my family, and so I first...
Yeah, the responsibility will be taken up by Krishna. Krishna said that thing in Bhagavad Gita, Arjava Kemum Bahanam. You believe in Krishna? So, now your head is aching for the maintenance of family, so let's allow Krishna to ache his head.
I'm just taking their side. I'm not thinking.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, but I'm seeing that the devotees that do that have that attitude to depend on Krishna. They wind up losing everything, and then they can't get their material situation together, and they have to compromise after later.
No compromise. My Guru Maharaj said, no compromise. Very strong leader. No compromise. What compromise?
Well, they have to compromise. They jump into something and then they realize that Krishna's not giving for their family.
No, they have no faith in Krishna. They are lacking in faith.
Mr. Gumashya, the Lord Christ said it's different types of a paradigm. Weakness of heart. in one class, in the previous step in France, you say and explain about aparada, save aparada, weakness of heart, that one who is not faith, who has no faith in Krishna, thinking that this is mine, it's my family, everything.
That's aparada, yes.
It's like this.
It's not aparada, yes. No faith. There is no faith. Faith is the most important thing. There is a common saying, Vishwasam Roy Krishna Tarke Bahudu. There is a common saying is there. Vishwasam means faith. If you have simple faith, you will get Krishna. No faith, you have doubt, never get Krishna. It is away from him.
How can one become a pure devotee of Krishna?
By associating with a pure devotee. Yes, by association. Yes, by association only. You associate with a pure devotee, well, automatically that will develop. Then you will listen to him. That is the purity of devotion. And be convinced. Then accept him as your spiritual master. You should accept a spiritual master. So such a pure devotee as your spiritual master, then he'll become pure, doing sadhana under his guidance. It's the only way.
So we have a process of devotional service, but if it's not authorized by the bona fide spiritual master, it doesn't have so much
hope. No. Just when you accept it, it must be authorized or sanctioned by spiritual master, recommended or approved by spiritual master. So Krishna will accept that service. That is a Guru Bhanugatya Seva. You'll do service, you render service under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, not whimsically. No. Krishna will never accept it.
The spiritual master has to be coming in the civil succession.
Yes, definitely.
Well, why is it that we can see many examples of great Vaishnavas who were born in Vaishnava? I was thinking that, sometimes very advanced devotees like Prabhupada or something like that, performing some service under the guidance of maybe their Vaishnava parents, father and mother. If there's no distinct succession, although they may be pure devotees, Krishna's accepting anyway? Krishna's accepting that service?
You see, before acceptance of bona fide spiritual master, if you are under the care of your parents and they are Vaishnavas, you should obey them. Yeah?
Well, what about like getting sacred thread ceremony, maybe when you're a child, from like family guru? Is there some potency in there, although it's not coming to simple succession?
No. Family guru system is not potent nowadays.
Are there any potent?
Because they are doing by family parampara, not by guru parampara. If father was guru, family guru, then son becomes guru. If he has no qualification, he becomes guru. This family system, that should be rejected.
I'm trying to understand, someone like Srila Prabhupada at 5 years old is performing Ratha-yatra, but he didn't come in direct contact with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta.
So his situation, family situation is favorable.
It's favorable.
Circumstances are favorable. Because he was born in a Vaishnava family. His father was a Vaishnava. And from very childhood, he has developed faith in Jagannath. was doing Ratharatha on the other side.
But so it's favorable, but not enough. Not enough.
Therefore, he accepted bona fide spiritual master.
How can one believe in God? How can they know that God is there? How can one make and wonder understand God is there? If one anyone doesn't believe in God.
It is listening to Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. They are authority. Sadhu, your devotee, is Guru, spiritual master, and Vedic scripture is authority. One must accept authority. And mother says, such a Mr. Such and such is your father. And mother is the authority, bona fide authority to speak about father. Similarly, Veda, mother. Veda is like mother. The authority, Vedic authorities are there. They speak about the supreme father, Krishna. So you must accept authority. It's the only principle.
They are believing many gods, I said. That Krishna is not the one. Many are telling. How can we know that only Krishna is the head?
No. All Vedic scriptures say Krishna is the God. Krishna Parameshwara. Those who say Krishna is not God, they are not following Vedic scriptures. That is their mental concoction. So we won't accept it. We must accept Veda and Vedic authority. There is Parampara. System, Gita says, evam parampara praptam, and we must understand what is parampara and what is bona fide parampara in Kali Yuga. It is all given. We must first understand it and accept the spiritual master from bona fide parampara. Then accept everything, whatever that Guru says. In all right. Accepting authority, one principle. Suppose your father takes you, took you to the primary school, and you are admitted to the school, bona fide, certified teachers are there, they are teaching. They say 2 and 2, the teacher says 2 and 2 is equal to 4, and you accept it, because he is a certified teacher. Whatever he teaches, it is correct, I accept. That is accepting authority. You will never argue. Why? You went to court. You won't argue. Similarly, you will accept authority. Then we can make advancement, otherwise no advancement.
Whatever the Guru tells you, you have to accept.
Yes. And Guru must be bona fide. Guru must not be a bogus one.
How can you know that he is a bona fide?
Symptoms are there, and it's all mentioned in Shastra. And you should know it. What is bona fide? Before accepting a Guru, you should know it. Without knowing all these things, don't accept anybody as Guru. Don't accept anybody as Guru without knowing all these things.
What are the rules, symptoms of a Guru, good Guru? How can you know?
You inquire, you meet some persons, those who say they are Gurus. You understand? Scriptures are there. Such persons are there. You meet them. Put forth your questions. Listen to them. You understand? Thereby you can understand. And what is the real parampara, bona fide parampara, that is given in Shastra, and inquire if this person is coming under real parampara or not. You must understand it. Or ask him about this parampara, who is your Guru? Please tell me. I am not offending you. I want to know. I am very eager, curious. Please help me. In which parampara you are coming, and who is the Guru, what is your disciple succession, you should know it. Thereby you can understand, yes, it is authentic. So accept him if you are convinced. If you develop love for him, then accept him. harsh attraction is there, you are seen accepting. You understand? No compulsion.
How can you get freedom from this material world to go to spiritual world?
Huh?
How can you get the spiritual? How can you leave the material world?
When you develop this spiritual consciousness, automatically this attachment to material things will go away. Automatically. Yes. It's automatic process.
You're always the same question always.
Common question.
Same question.
These are common questions. Yeah.
And sometimes when you preach and people ask about Sanskrit, what is proof that Vedas is the foremost scriptures in the world, the first scriptures in the world. What can you say?
A scripture.
Yes, many people say that, and sometimes when you preach, people say, oh, we have got the Bible from long time, so what should prove that Vedas is the first? Because we speak to the people that we may accept other scriptures, but Vedic scriptures is the first one, original scriptures. And people,
Vedas are the original scriptures.
Yes.
Vedas come from the Supreme Lord. You understand? Vedas come from the breathing of the Supreme Lord. And Gita, Bhagavad Gita, is the essence of all Vedas. And it has come from the lips of the Supreme Lord.
But the layman people, always they ask, what is the proof that is Vedas is the first one? Because they say we have got the Bible, Quran, something like that, and we say that Vedas is the first one.
Yes, proof means, what is proof?
Yes.
What is proof that Mr. So and so is your father?
Myself, I used to say, according to something I hear from our philosophy.
No. This is a question of authority.
Yes.
Mother is the authority. Bona fide authority speak about father. Whatever mother says, I have to accept it. No argument. You understand? So, the proof is that what the Vedic authorities say, bona fide authorities say, you have to accept it. So, in all bona fide Vedic authorities, all shastras, bona fide shastras, they say that Vedas are coming out from the breath of the Supreme Lord.